This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The partisan battle lines are hardening as Washington braces for this week's expected House vote to impeach U.S. President Donald Trump. AP's Sherry Adler has more.
Michigan Representative Alyssa Slotkin, a freshman Democrat who flipped a battleground Republican seat, says she will vote to impeach President Trump. Congresswoman Alyssa Slotkin announced her decision in an op-ed in the Detroit Free Press. Then the former national security official attempted to explain why at a town hall.
So what we are doing, whether we agree or disagree, is exactly what our founding fathers designed 40 years ago.
Slotkin represents the 8th Congressional District, which backed President Trump over Hillary Clinton in the 2016 election, but elected her in 2018 over a Republican incumbent. I'm Shelley Antler.
The U.S. military told VOA Monday it has not received orders to reduce troop levels in Afghanistan and remains fully committed to Afghan partners to achieve security objectives. Officials in Afghanistan, however, confirmed to VOA that the United States plans to withdraw thousands of troops from the country, insisting the move stemmed from a mutual understanding between the two allied nations. On Saturday, U.S. media reported that President Donald Trump's administration intends to announce as early as later this week plans to reduce the number of American forces in Afghanistan by around 4,000. Amnesty International says Iranian authorities are continuing what it called a brutal campaign of repression following last month's nationwide protests, during which at least 304 people were killed. It accused Iran of arresting thousands of protesters, journalists, human rights defenders, and students to stop them from speaking out about what it called Iran's ruthless repression. This is VOA News. Separatist fighters in Western